International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, October 2024. Week 4. Day 5. Outline. Capital B. We need to learn to exercise the key of taking up the cross. Number 1. To take up the cross simply means to take up the will of God. The cross is God's will. Small a. The Lord Jesus was not forced to go to the cross like a criminal. He was willing to go because the cross was God's will. Small b. The Lord Jesus was willing to be crucified so that through his death, his life might be released to produce and build up the church. Small c. The cross was a great suffering to the Lord, but he cared not for the suffering but for the fulfillment of God's purpose. Number 2. Let him take up his cross means that we are not forced to bear the cross but that we willingly take it up. Small a. Our husband, wife, and children are God's will and are therefore our cross. Small b. The one church is God's will, and every brother and sister in the church is God's will. Thus, to bear the cross is to bear the church and to bear all the saints so that we would have the genuine oneness. Number 3. We need not only to take up our cross but also to carry our cross, that is, to remain on the cross, keeping our old man under the termination of the cross day by day. Small a. We have received the divine life through the Lord's crucifixion. Now, in order to be built up in this life, we need to willingly and happily take up the cross. Small b. We should not care for our taste, feeling, or consciousness. Rather, we should care only for God's will, which is that we would have the genuine oneness. This is the end of today's outline.